PR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Brazilian authorities say a nightclub fire killed more than 200 people early today, mostly students, in the southern city of Santa Maria. The BBC's Gary Duffy reports witnesses say the fire began after a member of a band that was playing at the time lit fireworks on stage.
We're getting very clear sort of eyewitness accounts from people who were inside the club at the time, and what they are saying is that the flames spread extremely quickly. Even so, it is not the fire itself which is being blamed for the majority of deaths. What the police and the fire service are saying quite emphatically is that people died in the panic to get out. So the questions now are focusing on whether really the safety procedures in this club were adequate.
The BBC's Gary Duffy in Brazil. Protests continue in Egypt against President Mohamed Morsi. For a fourth day, police in Cairo clashed with street demonstrators who say Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood political party have betrayed the country's revolution. Separately, in the northern city of Port Said, mass funerals were held today for some of the more than 30 people who died in rioting yesterday. Three people were killed today. The violence erupted yesterday after a court sentenced 21 soccer fans to death for their role in a deadly soccer riot a year ago. Now President Morsi has declared a state of emergency in Port Said and two other Egyptian provinces. French forces, along with soldiers from Mali, are moving north toward the Malian town of Timbuktu. It has been in the hands of Islamist rebels since last April. French troops arrived in Mali earlier this month to push out the rebels who were threatening to advance on the Malian capital. France has used airstrikes and heavy weapons to attack the insurgents.